Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and for all that is within me, bless his holy name. Huh? Yeah, he has done great things. He has done marvelous things. We just exalt him. We give him praise. We just want to say thank you for being with us. Yes, yes. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Mm-hmm. Yes, we thank God. We thank God. We thank God for you. We thank God for everyone that's present. Yes, yes. We know that so many things are going on right now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so much is going on. But we trust God. We trust God. In spite of everything that we see, everything that we hear, we trust God. Yes, we put all our trust in him. Yes. Mm-hmm. Psalms 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. I said all, A-L-L. He delivers them out of them all. Glory to God. That's Psalms 34:19. God is a deliverer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Master, for this moment. Thank you for this opportunity that you have allowed us to come together. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your son, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for allowing Jesus to come and redeem us. Oh, Master, we are just grateful today. Master, we know that so many things are going on all around us, God. All around us in Mexico, in Texas, in Florida, in the Caribbean. Oh, God, in our homes, in our lives, Master. But we trust you. We know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And we put all our trust in you. Yes, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them, out of all of that. God delivers. Yes, and we trust you, God. And we're just going to believe, oh God, that you're going to deliver us, God. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. To teach us your will. Teach us your way, God. And we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. And we thank God. We thank God for everyone that's present. Mm-hmm. I just want to say thanks to Pastor George for filling in for us last week. Yeah. We just bless her and we thank God for her. We want to just move quickly into our word. We know that we have been discussing suicide. Yeah, suicide. And we know that this is prevalent today. It has been going on for quite some time. And we want to address this suicide. And first of all, we just want to reiterate that whenever Victorious Living heirs. Victorious Living is designed to give the word of God so that God's people can live a victorious life. Yes, that is the meaning, that is the purpose behind this word. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yes, now we just want to turn quickly to 1 Kings and 1 Kings chapter 16, and we're going to go right to verse 8. Mm-hmm. To verse 8. Yes, yes, yes. We just thank God for his word, because we know that his word is true. Mm-hmm. It is true. Yeah, and he said for us to taste it. Mm-hmm. Taste it. Chew on that word. Chew it. Digest. Mm-hmm. Let it retain it. Yeah, yeah, let it retain. Get it all down in the bones. Get it all down in the bones. Yes, and here we see in 1 Kings chapter 16, we see that there is a Zemer. Yeah, it's a Hebrew word for Temer. Well, I said it was very similar to Temer. Yes, but it's Zemer. Mm-hmm. And it's a Hebrew name. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Zimmer was the fifth king of the northern kingdom of Israel. He was number five. Mm-hmm. So we see here in verse 8, it says, now in the 26th year, as Asa, king of Judah, began, Elas, the son of Baasha, to reign over Israel in Tirzah for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So here we see that Ira became the king of Israel. Mm-hmm. You know, just think of being a king. So being a king, this is a new position, and this is something that goes with having authority. And, of course, many times when we get into these positions and we have authority, there's a lot of things that come with the territory. And a lot of things that come with the territory may not be things that we're interested in receiving, but they still come. Yeah. Verse 9 says, Zimmer, one of his officials who had command of half his chariots, plotted against him. Yes, here we go with a plot and a plan. So it says that Elas was in Tirzah at the time. He was getting drunk. Mm-hmm. He was getting drunk in the home of Uzzah, the man in charge of the palace. Look at that. Getting drunk, having drinks, getting completely out of your mind, not knowing where you are, not knowing who you are, not knowing what is your next move. Yes. So it says here that Zimmer worked for Elas. And here we see that Zimmer wanted something that his boss, the boss, the leader had. Yeah. So he became into a greed. Yeah. Verse 10, it says Zimmer came in. He struck him. He struck him down and he killed him. In the 27th year of Esdras, king of Judah. And it says, then he succeeded him as king. So once he killed him, he just took over the position. I mean, it was just like, wipe you out, and I will be the king. Isn't it something? Yeah. Yeah, greed. And greed leads into many things. It has many avenues. And we see that greed here is intense and it's very selfish. It has a selfishness that it flows with. It has a strong desire to obtain the wealth and the power. Oh, greed can be deadly. And we see right in this lesson that greed has taken Zimmer into an area where he is a murderer. Look at that. So it says here that Zimmer, after something, he was going after something. Yeah, he was going after power. Yeah, and he was not going to allow anything to get into his way. How bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough to destroy? Do you want it bad enough to kill? How bad do you want it? Look at verse 11, and it says here, and it came to pass when he began to reign, as soon as he sat on his throne. Look, listen to this. That he threw out of the house. Yeah, of Baasha. He left. So he ran out of the house. Mm-hmm. He left him not one that pissed against the wall, neither one of his kinfolks, excuse me, nor of his friends. So what are we saying here? What is this verse saying? It's saying here that soon after he began to reign, soon after he took the seat, soon after he sat in that throne that he desired so bad to have, yeah. Yeah, greed. Greed will take you into a place called you don't know anybody else because you want this. This is all about you. It's not about anybody else. This is where he was at. He was in this place, and it caused him, he killed the Bashans, the whole family. He wiped them all out. Yeah, greed. Grief will take you into a place of violence, of rage. Oh, yes, look at greed. Glory to God. He did not spare a single male, whether it was his relative or a friend. He didn't look back because he really had no God. There was no God in him. No God. No God. Look at verse 12. And it says that Zimmer destroyed all the house of Bahash according to the word of the Lord, which he spake against the Bahashans by Judah the prophet. Mm-hmm. And it says here, so here we see that Zimmer murdered an entire family, cold-blooded, cold, with no consideration, no heart for what he was doing. He didn't care. Why? Because of greed. Greed many times will take you into a place called murder. Yeah. Look at greed. Look at it. Yeah. Skip verse 13 and 14 and go right to 15. And it says, 27 of Asa's kings of Judea. Mm-hmm. He was the 27th. Zimmer. He reigned. Yeah. And he reigned. He was proud of what he had done. He wanted that throne. He desired that throne. Mm-hmm. And he took it. Mm-hmm. How bad do you really want it? How bad do you really want what your brother has? Verse 16, and it says, people were encamped. Mm-hmm. The people of this particular nation, they were encamped. They were like in a meeting, and they heard Zimmer had conspired and had also slain the king. So therefore, all of the Israels made Omar the captain of the host. Mm-hmm. The king over Israel. The people did this. Listen to this. The people. Mm-hmm. The people of this nation came together, got on one accord, went into a group and agreed. This is what the scripture tells us, that we should always be on one accord. Be on one accord. Not dividing one another, not up against one another, not always at odds with one another. Glory to God. But we should have brotherly love. Yeah, we should have the love of God that runs from heart to heart, breast to breast, mouth to mouth. We should have that love. And not just speaking it, but it should be in our heart. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So here we see that the people of God came together. Mm-hmm. They came together. Yeah. And they heard what Zimmer had done. Yeah. So what was a place was, in verse 18, we see that, and it came to pass that when Zimmer saw that the city was taken. Now, this is telling us that the people came together. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Right there. In verse 16, it says that the people declared that Omar would become their king. Mm-hmm. Do the people have a voice? Yes, the people have a voice. Do the people have a will? Yes, the people have a will. When the people are on the Lord's side, yeah, they have a voice. Mm-hmm. When the people are listening to what the Almighty God has to say to them, they have a voice. Yeah, they become on one accord. Mm-hmm. That's where your power is, when you're on one accord, not when division takes place. Yeah. Because we know that a house that divides itself, it cannot stand. Glory to God. So we have to be in unity. We have to walk circumspectly, one together. together in Christ. And look at what's happening. And it says that it came to pass that when Samaria saw that the city was taken, that he went into the place, look at this, the place of the king's house. Listen to this. He went into this place, and this place was the king's house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the palace. Yeah. And he burnt the king's house. Mm-hmm. He began to burn it. He began to set it on fire. Uh-huh. He began to burn it and set it on fire all around him. Why? Why? Why would he do that? Why would he do that? Yeah. Because, see, what we see here is that he died. Yeah. He died. So he committed suicide. This is what we're talking about. Suicide. He committed suicide. Did this. Yeah. Because he knew that the people had realized that he was not their God. Yeah. That there were people who represented our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That they were on the Lord's side. And that they knew that the Lord had no dealings with murderers. Yeah. They knew that. And so they took a stand. Mm-hmm. And so here we see that in verse 18, Samaria knew that they were coming. They were coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that they were coming. Yeah. And it says here in verse 19, he said, because the sins he had committed, doing evil in the eyes of the Lord and walking in the ways of Jeroboam, and in the sin he had committed and had caused Israel to commit. See, when you are saying that you're one thing and then you're doing something else on the other hand, yeah, your days are numbered. The Bible already tells us that your days are numbered. Yeah. And God, oh, yeah, our scripture earlier was what? When we said that many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them from it all. He delivers us from all of it. He's not going to allow us to continue in sin. He forbids. Glory to God. And it says here, verse 20, it says, as for the other events of Samaria, his reign, and the rebellions he carried out, they were written in the book. They were written in the book of Israel. Yeah, they were written. But the thing was, he eliminated himself. Yeah. For shame of what he had done. Yes. For realizing that they were not going to allow him to be their king. Something that he had murdered and destroyed a whole family over, it was no longer going to be his. So rather than to stand in front of the people, yes, he desired to end his own life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at this. Look at this. Mm-hmm. So open up your eyes. Open up your eyes and see. Yeah. We need to open up our eyes. We need to get in tune to the Spirit of God and see what the enemy is doing. We need to see. We need to get in tune to what the Spirit of God is trying to tell us. Yes. He's trying to show us that we don't have to go. We don't have to go this way. We don't. So open up your eyes and notice that the enemy is working. Mm-hmm. He's working just as hard. Mm-hmm. He's working just as hard as you are. He is. He's working just as hard. Yeah. He was working just as hard as Samaria was. Mm-hmm. Samaria was working hard to eliminate the families, the kings who were supposed to be in place. He worked hard at that. But just as hard as he was working, God had rose up his people. Are you with me? Are you listening to what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So look at this. Yeah, it says, but they just may be working smarter. And they were. They were working more smarter than he was. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you how they were working smart. Yes. When you're on the Lord's side, the Lord is going to allow you to have wisdom. Oh, glory to God. That oversees the ignorance. Yes. Of man. That oversees that. Because God, the God that I'm talking about, oh, he carries all wisdom. Yes, he does. And how he's, the wisdom, the people were involved. And the people desired, they decided. Mm-hmm. The people, they came together. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. The people came together. And they made the decision who the leader was going to be. The power, there is power in unity. Power in the word of God. Power when you know who your Lord and Savior is. Yes, that we get on the Lord's side. Because this is the winning side. This is the winning team. This is the winning team. Who wants to be a loser? Who wants to be a loser? Who wants to lose when the game is really important? Who wants to lose at that final hour? You find out you have lost. Who wants that? Who wants that? I know I desire to be on the winning team. And the winning team is with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Can anybody understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to show you how knowing who God is better. Following someone that only has a temporary feeling, a temporary result. But when you follow Jesus Christ, glory to God. This is everlasting. Huh? Glory to God. It's an everlasting thing. Yeah. His presence, his blessings. Oh, glory. It's everlasting, and it's everlasting. Mm-hmm. So you need to know who are you following? Who are you following? The people. The people decided, they came together. They had the unity. And they decided that Omar was going to be their leader. He was going to be the king. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in order to be victorious in this, it is best that we stay away from greed, which eventually leads to murdering. Yeah. Self-righteousness and selfishness. Jealousy. Stay away from those spirits because they all lead us to destruction. And the God that I serve, and the God that we're talking about, he desires for us to have a fellowship. Go to the place that he has prepared for us. It's already prepared. All we have to do is live a life that is pleasing to him. Glory to God. A life that is pleasing to him. Knowing that he is God. Yeah. Knowing that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he will deliver him out of all of them, no matter what is going on, no matter what you see with your naked eye, no matter what you hear every day, no matter what you read, God is. He's the deliverer. No one can suit the case. No one has the ability. No one has that power like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hmm. Yeah. So we see that this particular suicide, it was senseless. It was senseless. But it was all done out of a greed, wanting something that is not yours. Mm-hmm. Jealousy, desiring something that someone else has. not preparing yourself, getting yourself in place where you can receive from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ what he has for you, but instill you desire to look and steal and plot and plan and go so far as to murder someone else over what God has given them. Today, right now, this lesson is for all of us who are not contented with what God has for them, who are always looking over the other way. This lesson is for you, yeah, who are not contented with what God has given you. The lesson today is telling you to be satisfied, to learn to be content, no matter what state you're in, no matter what's going on. Trust God. Hallelujah. Trust him. Yeah. Even when you can't trace him, sometimes you can't even see him, but just trust knowing that he is there. Hallelujah. And he will come through. He will make a way. When it seems there is no way, hallelujah, he gonna make a way. Why? Because he's God. He's not a man that he should lie. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We thank him. I give him praise. Yeah. I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to me too. I give him praise. Yeah. For the many things that he's done for me. The blessings that I see. Blessings that I can't even begin to share with you. How he's made a way out of no way. To do is just trust him. Trust him. Call on him. Lean not to your own understanding, but in everything you do, trust him. Yeah, we have no power. We have no ability without him. Even though many times we think and we feel that we can do this, we have no power unless we're in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we're on his side, when we're on his team, oh, we will have victory. Because victory is in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So to you, my sisters and brothers in the Caribbeans, those of you that are in Houston and Florida, we just remind you to trust God. Mm-hmm. It's only for a season. It's only for a time that he have you here. But while you're in that season, there's something that you have to learn. Your eyes. I can't learn it for you. You got to go through whatever it is for yourself. But knowing that God is with you. Hallelujah. God is with you. Mm-hmm. And we trust him. Know who you are in Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, God. Thanking you for your word, Master, because we know that your word is true. Oh, God, we lift up the brokenhearted, oh, God. Hearts are broken right now, God. We lift them up to you, oh, God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you draw them closer to you, Master. Strengthen us, oh, God, where we weak. Build us up, God, torn down. We're going to be careful to give you all the praise, give you all the honor in Jesus' holy name. Again, we thank Pastor George for sitting in for us on last week. And we are just blessed to have you. And we want to remind you that Sunday evenings from 7 to 8 and back here with Victorious Living next week. And be blessed in the Lord. Yeah. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. Because that's where your power lies. In the Word of God. Yeah. Trust Him. No matter what's going on, trust God. Amen.